record. I'll cut out anything in the beginning that needs to get cut out. But we're off. So, there. Beach. Gravel. Sand. Long bridge. Little island. Little house on the end of it from your perspective. Looks approximately 3 football fields away.
Let me go look at my spells.
Orchestrion turns to Malady. He's like, hey, you want to do that like mouse bird thing that you are really good at? You do that all the time.
I just had a crazy thought.
Go for it.
What if that's where Rogar is?
That would be a bit on
that
the nose.
That would be...
Orchestrion would actually be like, Rogar? And like, probably know Rogar, but then wondering why you're talking about Rogar.
Because he's,
Rogar's missing.
He's MIA. What if that's where he's staying? Maybe that's why Brasslands is so dodgy.
But didn't Brasslands say that he's not here? Oh, but then he also really hates this place. Oh, it's a really good option.
Good point.
Yeah.
Was anyone else there when you had that conversation with Brasslands?
Oh, I thought Brasslands said, I don't know.
Brasslands and her were there. We weren't.
Oh. No,
that's why I'm like, why are you bringing up Rogar? That's so random.
It was general knowledge that he was.
It is, but I'm just...
Right.
I think the only reason Tom brought that up is because seeing the thing for a thing would make Ashley's mind go there.
Right.
Damn, Ashley, that's really random that you just brought up Rogar. Why would you suddenly do that?
We just hit rewind?
Did not mean to meta that.
No, I know you didn't. Don't worry about it. We're all good. This is not a table I worry about with that.
If you'd like, I can say while we were walking there, I might have caught everybody up on what I knew. I don't want to keep secrets about that kind of stuff. I would tell the guys everything.
Fair. Then everything stays in.
Yeah, fair. So at that moment, if you say, I wonder if Rogar's there, I'd be like, wow, that's a freaking coincidence if it is. But it kind of makes sense. Like, Brasslands is clearly freaked out by that place. And, like, oh, don't worry about it. And the kids are saying, what, it's haunted? I mean, just looking at it, knowing absolutely nothing, yeah, that thing looks haunted.
I would, Orchestrion would turn to Malady and be like, you really think so? Because I feel if you gave him that note you mentioned, he would, knowing the demeanor of Brasslands, would be like, oh yeah, Rogar, he's in that house, by the way. But that's just me spitballing.
Oh, because I wanted to deliver the letter, he would have told me where he was. Well, anyway, yeah. I'm gonna bring up my bird.
Okay.
Not that bird.
I'm gonna bring up my bird. And I'm gonna sit down, cross-legged on the ground, and release the bird and have him fly. About how far away is it?
Approximately 3 football fields. We'll say 1,000 feet.
Oh shit! I gotta go look at this. Hold on. I gotta look at how far. I'm so sorry. I keep forgetting how far. 100 feet it can communicate with me, but I can still see through its eyes.
Okay.
And hear what it says. So I can't actually communicate with it, but
you
I can
see.
Still see.
Okay.
So flying out, looking.
Okay.
I wanted to do a large swoop outside and then slowly come down lower and then hopefully find a window to peek in.
Okay. The bridge goes straight out about 1,000 feet, and as you're looking through the bird's eyes, it getting larger and larger as the perspective is changing, you see there is a small stone house. It almost looks like a miniature castle.
Okay.
A castle that would be about the size of our house. You do not see any windows. It is just stone walls all across.
Creepy. Is there any point of entrance, like a
there is like
fireplace,
a
chimney?
It looks like a almost like a drawbridge kind of thing where the that would open up this way.
Is it open?
Nope.
Could we walk to it?
It ends where the bridge ends. It looks like that would come down.
Got it. And then that's it. It's just a stone structure, 0 walls, doors.
And that looks like the only way in and out is that drawbridge. It looks like just a stone box.
Tom, looking in.
Flat stone. It is literally a stone box.
I'm going to have the bird land on the drawbridge door. Like near or next to or flat okay. wing on top of it. I don't know exactly okay. where it is.
As the bird descends, it looks like the drawbridge door, whatever we want to call it, we'll call it the drawbridge, is open about a crack.
Shit.
Just enough for the bird to like land its feet on it.
Can the
so
bird,
it's like that.
The bird can't see inside, nothing.
It looks, the bird's looking in and it looks just dark. It looks like black.
Shit. But nothing happened when it landed on it.
Nothing happened.
I'm gonna leave the bird there.
Okay.
But I'm gonna pull myself back into my senses. It looks like a prison.
Hmm.
To me, it looks like a prison, and I explain everything I saw. It looks like...
That sounds like something built to keep something in.
It does.
Maybe it's a bunker?
Hmm.
Maybe it's Brasslands' armory?
Should we talk to him before we do anything?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't think we should invade this.
It doesn't seem to be any signs of trouble, no signs of violence, no signs of whatever, so...
Mm-mm. So when I think back and I think about how Brasslands reacted to it, did he seem scared or did he seem, like, protective?
Protective.
Ah.
He seemed like...
Don't touch it.
Yes.
How much do we trust Brasslands? How much do we trust him to say, well, I trust him, clearly. I told him where all the gold is.
I know.
You said it was for the cause. This is the cause, right here.
And now, you just had breakfast with him. Had a heart-to-heart, and now you're asking whether we should trust him or not.
Oh, that's true.
So you went backwards. Your brain is in time.
My brain is not linear. My brain is not linear. How about that?
Okay, well, when I get your Tweety back?
Mm-mm.
You're gonna leave it out there?
Mm-hmm. Because I can just keep closing my eyes and going back to it.
It won't die?
Also,
I don't think so.
Well, it'll die, but then I can just bring it back.
Yeah, it never really dies.
When it dies, it goes back into its own realm. So it's not actually a Tweety bird on our realm. It's like it comes from a pocket dimension, and then that little dimension that I pull it forward for. So if it dies, it just goes back home. Is that creeping you out?
A little bit.
Sorry.
That's kind of weird.
Okay, well, I guess we might as well finish our patrol and see if there's actually anything that we can catch out here.
Yeah. I kind of want to... I mean, what is our plan of attack? Are we just going to ignore it? Are we going to trust Brasslands?
We have to trust Brasslands.
I think we trust him. For now, at least.
Okay, I'm going to...
Maybe.
You guys walk around a little bit. I'm going to sit here for a minute. And I'm just going to sit and, like, see if the bird can find anything else. I'm going to have the bird hop off the door. And I want it to, like, swoop and, like, kind of fly around the land.
Okay. So it's doing a loop-de-loo around the box.
Around the box, up over above. I want to see if it can find and see anything.
Okay.
And then I want to see, is there any, like, footprints or markings?
Make a perception check.
Oh. We can click on things. D&D is so difficult. Perception check. Oh, for the bird, though. The bird...
But you're perceiving through the bird's eyes.
You're right. Natural 20.
Woo!
Okay.
For a 20. No plus.
Okay. Along the seam of the drawbridge. Like, so if it's open this way, right along the top of it, where the seam, where it would meet the frame of the door.
Sure.
You see little runes and glyphs all along the seam of it. And each one... It's the same symbol over and over again. It is an upright left gauntlet with a staring eye coming out of the wrist. What is your religion modifier?
Eleven?
Yeah. That is the holy symbol of Jaren, the icon of protection.
I don't know what to do with that information. But it's facing out to us.
No, it's the door. It's on the seam of the door. It would be like inside the frame of the door.
Like wallpaper.
Like the actual, like where the door actually.
Yeah, connects. Here's like the frame of the, this is the house. Okay, here's the like the door frame. The drawbridge goes like this. It's here.
Ah.
Okay,
the glyphs are here inside the frame of the door.
Did you and me go, me and Ashley go around a little bit to kind of continue a bit of the stuff? And we're gonna.
I figured.
And we'll double back to meet her. Okay.
Okay. There's not much going on at this moment. Your patrol is fairly quiet. Some random wildlife, if you like. Say a badger, just kind of like meandering outside, but nothing. And you know, I mean, you could certainly fuck with the badger if you want, but you don't fuck with the badger.
No, I'd rather fuck with the dragon.
Yeah, you don't fuck. Honey badger don't care.
Imagine in game, badger has 999,000 hit points.
The honey badger makes its harass run.
Can I do a history check to see what the god would. What that god would, like how somebody would use glyphs for him?
Make an arcana check.
A natural one for a 12.
Glyphs are used in all sorts of, for all sorts of reasons when it comes to magic. They could be part of a magical trap. They could be part of a declaration of a temple's allegiance. There's all sorts of reasons glyphs can be used. Hard to decipher what specifically is the use of this one.
I got nothing.
Are we done with our search?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll double back. We'll find her crisscross applesauce, right?
Yep.
Are you still like, can we talk to you? Or are you like in the...
You can speak to her. She can hear you.
Oh.
Oh, no, you can't hear.
Yeah, I can't hear.
You can speak. But they, okay.
Yeah, I'll probably be out of it by then. I found these glyphs that are like glyphs of protection, and I think they're like protecting, but I still don't know what side they're protecting. Us from them or them from us. But it's clear, to me, sounds it looks like a prison.
Yeah, sounds to me like something's locked up there.
It,
I get the feeling that we don't want to open this thing.
I'm with Ashley on this one. And if Brasslands knows what's in there, we have to... We're obviously trusting him to have the resistance essentially here for the last 30 years. It's not like... The odds of him turning turncoat on us are low. So maybe we should just let sleeping dogs lie on this one.
I think that's probably prudent.
Okay.
He was essentially saying, get the fuck out.
Huh? I can tell that Malady's really going crazy because it's a problem he can't solve.
Malady's pissed.
I think this might be a little bit of Victoria, too.
Victoria's pissed, too. I will begrudgingly walk back to wherever you're... I'll just follow you guys aimlessly wherever you want to go.
Okay, well. We're good with our patrol, correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
that was boring.
Make a perception check, Malady.
Perception check of what? Please remember that Malady is not perceptive. That's a roll 3 for 3.
Boy, paying for that natural 20.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm paying for it. I'm paying for it.
Okay, so back on home?
Okay.
Alrighty.
So we can head back. Oh, on the patrol, did we find anything?
No, we found shit.
They didn't find anything.
And I missed my perception check. Yeah, yo. Now, what does it look like in this city now? So, like, is the city, like, is the city... Like, are we sneaking around because it's controlled by the dragons? And we're pretending that we're not.
The city proper, yes, it's either controlled by... not controlled, but... Yeah, for lack of a better word, everything is controlled by the dragons except for the rebel enclaves. Basically, the whole world has been conquered. So as you're patrolling, you also are trying to be sneaky to make sure that you don't get patrolled by as well.
Okay. Okay, so if we're trying to be sneaky, then I didn't really pull my bird back yet, but I will have my bird kind of fly up.
That's right, you said you left the bird there.
I still wanted to leave the bird there. I don't want the bird. I want to be able to close my eyes and go back.
Like, fair enough, that's perfectly fair.
Because I'm still...
Wizards, baby.
It's a puzzle I can't figure out. So I'm going to have the bird...
I like it.
I'm going to have the bird fly up and follow the bridge back. And I want it to, like... I'm going to just kind of blink my eyes a little bit just to see, like... Do I see any like dragons or anything in the sky as we're on our way back?
Dragons in the sky. Okay. Make a
perception?
Yeah.
Make a perception check. Perception. 6.
Okay, well there's no dragons in the sky. Which is a good thing. So are you having your bird stay like in that general vicinity, or is it like...
Is there a tree on the island?
No, there's
no tree.
The bridge that goes out,
island ever.
The bridge that goes out to the island is like made of stone, and there's pillars every so often.
Okay.
But there's no actual tree on the island. It's like flat plateau.
I want the bird to find a cute little place to sit and make a nest, looking at the building, and I want it to like make a house. I'm not letting that bird leave the island.
This bird is not gonna construction heads making a condominium. A little
Victoria
like.
And Malady both really want to know what's going on in that building.
And I'm afraid if we say anything to Brussels, he's gonna be pissed.
Okay, so the bird will say on the last pillar, getting like right before the
I wanted to like cozy and hunker down, and you know. Yeah.
Okay. Now I gotta roll.
I need a little grape.
That's pretty good. The drawbridge goes down after, we'll say, 10 minutes.
Why?
And then you see a flash.
What?
And you're back to yourself. Something flashed toward the bird. You saw it coming out of the door toward the bird. Actually, no. I need the bird to make a dexterity save.
Damn.
Hold on. I gotta go find my bird.
Tweety got messed up.
I'm just gonna roll a regular 20.
Just roll.
14.
Yeah, DC was like a million. So you see this flash of like radiant energy come flying out of the door, right at the bird. It's like 3D right at your eyes, and then you're back to yourself, and you know the bird is gone. Make an arcana check.
Okay, this I can do. 18.
That was the Sacred Flame spell.
Sacred Flame.
You've been with Zarkon enough to know what Sacred Flame looks like.
Hmm.
All right, I'm gonna stop dead. I'm gonna say, "Hey guys."
See.
Another piece of the puzzle, and I tell him.
How are we? Like a ways, like we're a ways from the bridge now.
Well, we've been 10 minutes now, right?
Can we see the bridge from where we are?
Yeah, you can still see it. You'd have to take a few minutes to head back toward it if you were going to do that.
We see the bridge. We don't see the house.
I mean, you can see the bridge that goes out, and then, like, just perspective, being the distance of the perspective.
Do we see the smoke of the charred bird?
There's no real smoke. It's more radiant than anything, and it's sort of just like a bamf. Like, it didn't charge. And then the bird would bamf.
I kind of feel like this is none of our business right now.
I still agree with Ashley. If little kids were supposedly playing around with this and those little kids didn't get kaputs.
Kaputs. Alright.
They should have been... If it was evil, it probably would have killed the kids. Okay. Right, my lady?
I'm so pissed. I'm still angry. Alright, let's go.
Okay. So you continue your patrol, having given Malady a stern finger wagging. And let me just look up a couple of things. Okay. And the rest of your morning thankfully goes by uneventfully. Not a whole lot going on the northern walls of the city. When the day would start turning into... You could take your afternoon lunch essentially outside if you wanted. And when the day starts to turn into afternoon and the sun begins to go down, if you make your way back inside, if that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, nothing really going on.
Okay. Then...
Ashley's been sipping on a flask. Just... just, like, little bits at a time, but consistently throughout the day. Just because it's so boring. He's fucking bored.
Okay.
I'm going to start to make my pepper for my salt and pepper shakers.
Okay.
A little frog.
Okay. So are you going back to, I guess, Laughter's Chapel then? Because it's really the only...
I guess
so,
yeah.
Okay. I guess find somewhere to report. And...
Okay. You would report back to Pandora, who is the female tiefling. Yeah, all right. I guess no news is good news. So, good job. So...
Where's Derek?
Oh, he's out playing Dragons and Rebels.
Okay.
At that exact moment, they run past the front window of the house. Derek's like, ah! We're chasing after like three or four little kids.
He's good.
He's a good kid.
Well, we're back. It's like evening time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like dinner time.
Yes!
Want some more meat or ale, Ashley?
Yes.
I figured you'd say that. And I, you know, go to the bar, get some for myself.
Would you like some?
No, I'm okay. I'm a fuddy-duddy. Leave me alone.
Orchestrion asks one of the automatons if there's, like a schnapps-type thing available. Like a small little...
And puts down a glass of, like, a pinkish sort of liquid in it.
I will never get tired of seeing that.
A pinkish liquid?
Take some of that. Get some of the edge off. And I hand it to Malady. Is Chuckle still there?
He's in the Laughter's Chapel, but he's not on stage.
Okay. I'd probably just go to him and start talking and having a bit of a conversation. It doesn't have to be role played out, but I'm just, you know, trying to make somewhat friends with a former performer and maybe give him some advice on jokes.
Okay, fair enough. Your drink, Malady, if you choose to have it, does not have a lot of bite to it. It is actually fairly smooth. It is basically a grapefruit spritzer.
About this.
Fair enough.
Malady's just gonna let it sit for a minute. Her mind is on other things.
While you guys are doing your thing, you're sitting with
Chuckles.
Brushbriar. You're staring at your pink liquid and you're at the bar.
Yep.
I'm assuming.
I wanna go to Pandora. If they're not around, I'm gonna go to Pandora.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask, what type of stories have been reported back?
Like what? What stories?
Like, what type of stories have been reported back from the kids saying that that place is haunted?
Oh, just anytime they try to get near it, there's, you know, something scares them away, or they'll see, like, some kind of, like, something scary, or they hear some shit coming from inside. I don't know. Fucking kid stories.
Okay. I'm going to take my drink. Drink my drink. I'm going to put it down. I'm going to go upstairs.
While at the bar, I'm going to kind of, like, mention it in conversation with a couple of people. Like, I'm not just at the bar drinking by myself. I'm, like, chatting, trying to, you know, be friendly. And see if I can kind of sprinkle it in. See if I can get some tidbits of information from people.
Make an investigation check.
I'm going to ask an automaton for another cup of tea. But I'm going to ask for a pot.
Ooh.
You get it easily.
You said insight?
Yeah.
20. Dirty 20.
20. Oh, I said investigation, but that's fine. Oh. Don't worry about it.
Oh, well, you were that just, makes it a 17.
It's fine. You were just, like, milling about the bar. Like, yeah. Questions. Not many people know about it. They've just heard the rumors that have circulated about it. No one knows many details.
Hmm. Okay. So yeah, I don't want to be, like, overt about it.
No worries. I get it. I understand.
Like, I don't want word getting back that we've been asking questions.
It's all good. So, Malady.
Yeah.
Pandora would approach you.
Okay.
The halfling, the female halfling that was part of the of Brass Lines' group, her name is Melly. She approaches you, Orchestrion. And while you're at the bar, a heavy hand falls on your shoulder. Actually, when you turn, it's the large human with the long blonde hair. And you all get the same... It's the same conversation, but I'm just going to roleplay it with Ashley.
Sure.
Oh, hey, Thor.
Yeah. Yeah, never heard that one before. So, tonight we're going to go out into the city proper, stir up some shit. You guys feel like coming?
Oh, that sounds like right up my alley.
Awesome. When we get back... Oh, I don't have any gold, but... I have a real strong feeling I can bet you that I'll outdrink you.
You're on.
What's that?
He kind of does the look, the I'm watching you kind of thing. So
who's the one with me?
Melly, she's the halfling.
She's going to outdrink me?
No. You get the same. So we're going out. Our group is going out into the city proper tonight. We're getting reports that there's loyalists getting close, and we thought maybe you guys would like to join us.
That would be lovely.
Can you please do it for me?
So, I don't know, apparently Brasslands thinks we need babysitters now, so we're going out into the city, and we thought maybe you guys would like to come. I'm thinking divide and conquer. I don't need a babysitter over my shoulder.
I would love to come, but I'm inebriated now because I had that drink.
How many drinks did you have?
I had that drink.
You're not inebriated.
Did you see how much I had?
It was Jesus, like, fucking Christ, how sheltered has she been? And she says it over her shoulder. Are you serious?
I don't drink, so even a little bit of drinking... I saw a book on drinking one time. I think I have it here. So when you drink a certain amount...
These guys are the legendary heroes of Dendara?
Is this within earshot of me or no? That's
not. She's not trying to be quiet.
Orchestrion hears this from upstairs?
Maybe like, yeah, a balcony or something, you can hear it. So, like,
oh, God.
So, like, see, there's this book, and there's this percentage, right? So, like, for the amount of liquid that you have compared to the amount of body mass that you have. And as you see, I am very small, and my body mass is very small.
Could in-game, like, Orchestria kind of hears that commotion upstairs, assuming I'm maybe sitting by the stairs. I walk up. I see Pandora. I give her... I look at Malady doing this. I look at Pandora. What does Pandora do when I look at her?
She's kind of like pointing at her, like, really?
Okay, it's okay. Malady.
Yeah.
You had tea?
I had like a pot of tea.
Exactly. You're good. It gets rid of all the inebriation. I learned.
It doesn't say that in the book.
It doesn't be in the book. I learned about it in the Pacific Northwest. Anyway, let's go.
Everything's very logical. She has to see it in a book. You better write some shit down in a book if you want her to believe it.
I basically coax Malady and like sort of like kind of give a like I get it, but like cool your jets to Pandora type of situation.
Fair enough.
You know, and then I don't know. You know.
Okay. Okay. So.
I'll do a medicine check. I have a plus zero.
You are not inebriated. Okay, so joining the... They don't have a name. They're just the Brasslands A-team. They are proposing a divide and conquer, sort of. Go out into the city. They'll go this way. You guys will go that way. Great. Reconnoiter back. And what did you get? What did you get kind of thing.
Okay. So we're going into basically... occupied territory right now.
Yes, you're going into occupied territory.
What is the general, if I would know, I don't know if I'm still in my Arabian Nights attire. I probably would have changed.
Yeah, that. I think you would have changed.
But like, in the city, what's a good gray man type costume? Like, I guess just traveling robes or something like that.
Yeah, and you would really want to rely mostly on just stealth and not being seen. Anybody moving freely who isn't a loyalist, I mean, it's really only...
There's no, like, loyalist patch, loyalist look?
Nothing that you've seen that stands out.
Fair enough. Okay.
I mean, there are people that live... Anybody who lives outside of one of the rebel enclaves lives basically underground or in hiding, just... eking out a living as best they can.
I would just basically turn my attire into very dark, bland, gray colors. Like, as
okay,
unnoticeable and as easy to not be seen as possible. It's not like I'm in ninja gear, but it's, you know, gray man.
Well, fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. So, they escort you after, we'll say after supper is served, after you guys get your evening meal, you get collected by Pandora. She leads you all a different way. Not the way that you guys came into Blackgate originally and the way you guys went out to go north to the Arrowhead Sea. She leads you a different way. Down these like back alley sort of ways. In between different buildings, and there's sort of like a secret entrance that takes you out into the proper, into Blackgate proper.
Okay.
And it's sort of like a magical kind of combination lock that you see Pandora sort of. One of the sheet metal doors slides open. What's up, Orchestra?
I wanted to see if I could see the number that she was putting in. Or the runes over her shoulder.
What was your check?
7.
Nah.
Yeah.
No. She was very good at
hiding it. I figured.
As soon as the door opens, she just turns. She goes, "All right, we're going right. You guys go left. We'll take care of what we got over there. You guys see what you could find over there. Anything that looks like you guys can't handle it, come back. We're gonna keep. Melly's gonna hang back here." If there's anything you guys can't handle, come find her. She'll message us and we'll meet up.
Melly's
the halfling.
Halfling.
Bard.
Melody can message as well.
So. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Be smart. Don't get killed.
Okay. I gotcha.
So,
Pass without trace.
Excellent. This is why I love playing with D&D players who know their shit. The second we get there, pass without trace.
Right.
No, I would have cast it on
everybody I could, but you have to be within 30 feet of me.
Okay, fair enough. So you guys will get the benefit.
So, yeah.
All right.
I have the Staff of Healing still, so if we're worried about not being able to heal, I should be able to help out.
Mm-hmm. And I've got that tankard of healing that we can each use once. And I think that's it. Yeah. Oh, and I can heal myself with that crystal short sword.
Okay.
which I had completely forgotten about until last session.
Make stealth checks, everybody.
Stealth. Yeah, that's good.
With plus 10.
What?
24.
That's with the plus 10?
With plus... No, no. So 34. 34.
25.
25 total.
25 total.
18 plus 19.
37. Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Okay, we just all turned into Batman.
You guys...
I'm a ranger built like a rogue.
You guys stealth through the ether. Let me go back to my... this playlist. Okay. That. Nope. Still fucked up. Okay.
Oh, that's why.
Okay. As you're stealthing through the city, you okay, babe?
Yeah.
Okay. Just say something, sweetheart.
Un poquito, ito.
Alright, we'll go up 1 degree and then we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. She said she's a little chilly.
Ben would live in fucking Alaska.
100%.
On the tundra. No problem.
I noticed the other day, for the past 4 days, I was keeping the house at 60. Oh, my cat was yelling at me.
I love it. I'll put a sweatshirt on, no problem. I love it. But we'll go up a little bit now.
I like cold, but I like cold because I like bundling up.
Yes.
Fair. I agree. That's fair.
I agree.
Okay, so your patrol takes you through parts of the ruined city, and you see scars of battle everywhere. There's buildings that have been crumbled. You see evidence of dragon's breath charred. You see evidence of acid breath. Just the scars of warfare are everywhere. And it takes you past a tavern that looks like it was once a very happening place called the Fickle Flint Brewery. Was once a renowned tavern, and you're dead in the heart of Blackgate proper now. And looks like it was once a place where you could get a nice hearty meal and a fine selection of ales and spirits, as you can see equipment, because the roof is partially removed. Now it's clearly fallen into disrepair. The exterior is weathered. The sign that displayed its name is now hanging by one bolt. And the engraving of Flickle Flynn is barely legible. And you hear voices coming from inside. As you get closer, I'll say you, Ashley, because I'll assume you're leading. Malady, just for the sake of it, we'll say you're in the rear. Make a perception check. Ashley, you too, because you're beginning to hear voices. I want to see how much you can hear.
19. I think my perception is pretty good. Yes, it is. 17.
17. You can make it to Orchestron. We'll see who hears it.
Before I left, I made my familiar again through ritual.
Okay.
So I have a little black cat with me.
A little black cat? Okay.
13.
19. 17? 17.
17.
13.
Okay, so you're having, but they can clue you in. You hear it, Malady, and you hear it too. Definitely voices, multiple voices coming from inside the Fickle Flint.
Okay. We're in stealth.
You're in stealth mode right now.
So
no one's done anything to make you reroll stealth.
Can we, like, look for a window or something like that to see if it's
before we do that, huddle. Motivational speech in a whisper. Hey guys, we're gonna get their asses. And it's that
we're gonna kill some shit.
So it's 7th level motivational speech.
Holy crap. Jesus Christ.
So
7th level motivational speech?
Points increase by 5 for each level above 3rd. That's for the temporary hit points. So 3, 4, four, five, six, seven. 20. Yeah, 20. 25. So everyone gets 25 temporary hit points.
Oh, shit.
God.
Excellent. That's like two hits.
We're going to get there. We're going to get their asses. That includes me, too.
Yeah, I think that you, you do it yourself, yeah.
At the end of the speech, you're like, I did get
help. Okay. So okay. Orchestrion casts motivational speech. Ashley, you said you're looking for a window or something, right? Yep. Okay.
I'm going to look at Ashley in the huddle, and I'm going to shake my cat up and down. And I'm going to message, do you want me to send the cat, or do you want to go look? Whichever one you prefer.
I'm just going to look. But yeah, you might send the cat. Well, let's see what there is to see first.
Okay, and I hand you the cat. I just kind of stand there.
Ashley pets the cat.
And yeah, like I want to see if there's a window I can.
Sure. There's a window. There's also part of the wall has been destroyed. So you can actually look through. And it's like jagged. So you can look through and like still kind of be hidden. You look through. And there are a total of six figures inside the remnants of the Fickle Flint. We'll start with the first two. You see. Okay. So you see, sitting at what's left of the bar, on two stools, you see two short figures. One, a halfling man, sort of in like a simple tunic, wraps around his hands. And next to him is a female in mage's robes. Gnomish-like malady, but very dark skin. Very gray, like charcoal kind of skin. And the gnomish person in the dark charcoal gray skin tosses a bag with coins in it. You can hear the coins jingle. Tosses it to the halfling. And the halfling catches it with one hand and says, yes, I told you, Rennie never misses. With that, you hear a voice from one of the other figures. A hulking orc in plate mail. Careful with that Rennie shit. You know he hates that nickname. And with that, the halfling man replies, I know, I'm just saying, that one was a work of art. And the female gnome. Yes, Reynold outdid himself this time. We have to all agree on that, don't we? Enough about some peasants we added to the butcher's bill. That was then. Blackgate is now, the orc says. And the halfling man replies, easy, Ash. We'll hear from Chenna soon enough. Then we strike, but until then, we drink. Oh, in Bjorn's case, we work. And you look off to the side, and there's the final two figures. You see a dwarven male next to a 20-ish human male. And the dwarven male, they are next to each other in push-up position. I apologize, that's only five figures. The sixth is standing above them. So you have the dwarven male and the human man in push-up position. The dwarven male is in plate armor. The human man is in torn, dirty peasant's clothes. And he is in tears, in pain. You see the dwarven man just banging out push-ups, and the human man is like struggling to keep up. Standing above them, just looking down, you see an Arakocra. For those of you who don't know what that is, it is a humanoid eagle. Just standing upright, looking over them, and appears to be chuckling. You hear the dwarven man, come on, lad! Strong body makes strong will! As he just looks over, smiling at the human man, who is like struggling to keep up. The orc turns and laughs. Oh, Bjorn, the boy just needs a little extra motivation! And the orc lays down, face to face in front of the human man, pulls out a dagger, and places it point up underneath his chest. Come on, boy! Freedom through truth! And all five of them together, truth through tribulation! And Bjorn is just continuing to bang out the push-ups.
I have a spell. I'm going to message him. Do I hear all of this shit?
Yeah, you all hear it.
Okay, I have a spell, Mass Suggestion. I'm going to message Ashley. I have a spell, Mass Suggestion. I can make them all do something. And I message both of you in turn. Do you think that's a good idea, or you think just fucking kill them? I don't want to hit the innocent guy.
I can message back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to fucking kill them.
Okay. But should I tell them all to stand up against the wall, let the human guy free, and stand there for the next 24 hours?
I think let's try that.
That's good.
And then we'll go in guns blazing.
Do you have any other suggestion for me of what I can tell them to do?
So I know what's happening right now. Orchestrion knows.
At this point, I'll say, with between message and all that, yeah.
Okay.
He's quite cool.
Is the front the only exit and entrance of this tavern?
Not really, no. It looks like there's parts of, like, the wall have been demolished. Like, you could... The essential answer, no. It's very open air, almost.
Okay. Then that takes away my my plan.
Yeah.
Mass suggestion. That's good. You can...
I think I'm going to tell them to... To do everything I tell them to do for the next 24 hours? Is that cheating? Because I have to tell them, like, an action.
How long does mass suggestion last?
24 hours.
Oh, then...
They can't harm themselves. I can't ask them to kill themselves.
Then you can't tell them to do whatever you want to do. You can control them for 24 hours, and you can change the command. But you can't just blank and say, do everything I tell you to do, because you're going to kind of...
12 creatures of my choice within the range that can hear and understand me. Creatures that can't be harmed or immune to this effect. They can't be charmed, okay? The suggestion would be in such a manner to ask them to, for a course of action, sound reasonable. Okay. It's a wisdom save.
Okay. I'm just making...
Make them dance in place.
Yeah. I think I'm going to ask them... Go ahead. The only thing is, if the action can be completed in a short amount of time, that's when the spell ends. So if I tell them all, everybody go stand over there, the spell's done. Mm. But if I ask them to stand there for the next 24 hours, then they'll stay there for a day.
Then
right. Do that.
Make it 2 hours. They won't make it 2 hours.
Okay.
Right.
And for what it's worth, can I see anybody right now?
If you step up to where Ashley is, you can see the whole scene in front of you.
And they can't see me.
As of right now, no.
Okay. Bane. Before she does that, Bane.
I'm gonna let you guys talk amongst yourselves because. Bane would then trigger combat. Oh, the spell can go off, but then it will trigger combat.
Okay.
I'm going to do Bane. So I'll let you decide amongst yourselves.
I do Bane, then you do your thing.
Okay.
Okay.
They have to be able to hear me, so I'm going to have to step in the door.
Okay, what kind of saving throw is Bane?
Is it for everybody? How many people are you getting?
Concentration up to 1 minute to charisma. Okay, so it's a charisma saving throw for up to 3 people. So
at first level, you could upcast it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's 6th level. So
you could cast it at 3rd level and get all 5.
Oh,
because the 6th one appears to be a prisoner of theirs.
Okay, so third level then. Thank you for that.
No problem.
So 3rd level, Bane.
Charisma saving throw.
And it's a charisma attack saving throw, charisma. And
what's your spell save DC?
It says 17 in Bane. Yeah, okay.
Okay. The Arakokra fails. Fuck you. The orc just fails. The halfling, all the fail. The dwarf passes with flying colors. And the dark gnome also fails. So the only one who passed is the dwarf.
This is the dwarf. Okay. I'm going to walk into the room.
But they all realize something has happened. They all feel. And you see, like, heads turning, weapons being drawn.
The second he does that, and he kind of, he'll say...
That's going to trigger initiative.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Yep.
So I don't get a surprise because I'm planning? No?
No. That one spell, and that triggers initiative. Okay. So we'll roll initiative when we come back from break.
I choose to go first.
Because I want to... Nice. Because I want to set up a map.